The report recorded more than 900 civilian casualties, which UNMI says represents a 50% decrease compared to the same period in 2021. UNMI spokesperson says there is a 218% increase in conflict-related sexual violence cases involving rape and gang rape in some parts of South Sudan. Spokesperson Linda Tom says the mission is very concerned about cases of violence which hamper efforts to bring peace in South Sudan.
The special representative of the Secretary General, Nicholas Haysom, called the exponential surge in sexual and gender-based violence completely unacceptable and that it impacts most severely on women and girls. He added that this violence divides communities and hampers reconciliation.
Tom says in the first quarter of 2022, intercommunal conflict has been the primary source of civilian harm, accounting for 60% of civilian casualties. She says government forces and the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, or Army in Opposition, or SPLA-IO, are responsible for 38% of casualties of violence in parts of the country. The UN spokesperson says violence in the southern part of Unity State resulted in about a third of civilian casualties during the reporting period. UNMI says it's supporting the authorities to ensure accountability and access to justice for survivors and victims through a range of special and mobile courts and a court-martial process. The mission, Tom says, is calling on the government to ensure justice is provided to all victims to stop the rights abuses.
The mission urges the government of South Sudan to swiftly investigate human rights violations and abuses and to hold perpetrators to account. With just a few months remaining in the transition, we call for the full implementation of the revitalized peace agreement to enable the security sector to carry out the government's primary responsibility to protect civilians.
The UNMI's quarterly report on the human rights situation in South Sudan presents an overview of trends in violence affecting civilians. In its first quarterly report of this year, documented between the period of January and March, UNMI said its Human Rights Division recorded 173 incidents of violence affecting hundreds of civilians, which included 63 sexual violence cases. The reporter says while there is 32% decrease in violent incidents compared to the same reporting period in 2021, the number of victims remains relatively stable. SPLA-IO spokesperson Colonel Lampaul Gabriel denies his group committed abuses in southern part of Unity State.
It was completely purely intercommunal violence that happened in one community or one county was attacked by members of youth from two other counties. That is, Lair was attacked by members coming from Mayendit and Koch. So that doesn't involve the SPLA-IO. And this notion of always saying that the youth are allied to the SPLA-IO, it is completely not justifiable. When you know, we live in a community where the youth have to defend their territory, they have to defend their land, and when they defend their land, they are not allied to the SPLA-IO.
Major General Lul Roy Kwong, the spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, says the leadership of the South Sudan Army is studying the report.
Seen the report, the command of SSPDF will go through it and they will give their comments.
South Sudan is a party to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and has ratified three core international human rights treaties. The African Charter on Human and People's Rights commits South Sudan to respect, protect, and promote the human rights of all persons within its territory and or under its jurisdiction. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.